Look at your hair. Look at that blouse. And the way that skirt hangs. And those socks. You don't seem to be exactly the type to make this guy behave like a human being. Let's start all over again. Oh, brother. Oh, brother is right. Look at that hair, that skin, that mouth. And now look at that blouse. And now look at the skirt. And the socks. Thanks a lot for helping us prove a point.
Welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And I was originally going to do an analysis on Wonder Woman, but I found a much more interesting historical real-life wonder, that Asita Urrea was a real-life saint during the Mexican Revolution and possibly influenced the outcome of the revolution, having a few rebellions being fought in her name. One incident was at the Tomochic village, where they had an uprising that resulted in Porfirio Diaz soldiers to greatly outnumber the villagers. Although outnumbered, their battle cry was, "Long live the great power of God and the saint of Carbona," referring to the saint Teresita. Even though the Tomochic villagers lost the battle, they put up one hell of a fight with their superior marksmanship and their courage gained by their devout faith to Teresita. So, Teresita gained such a cult following due to performing various healing miracles entirely pro bono, and her ability to heal came from her apprenticeship with a curandera, where she learned how to heal using herbs and soladas. And her cult following consisted of the marginalized, and much like today, consisted of the working class poor indigenous. And her cult following consistently made pilgrimages to seek out her healing abilities. And although the El Paso Times and a large group of residents turned their nose up to the natives coming into town, the El Paso Chamber of Commerce had a different opinion, as the migrants looking for healing actually brought in revenue for businesses. So they donated a large tent for the comfort of her visitors and placed it opposite to Teresita's home. And although Teresita was widely sought out for her healing abilities that were considered divine-like, many doubted her. So many out-of-town journalists were skeptical, but found that the saint of Carmona was modest and sincere, answering all of their questions in a straightforward, unhesitating way, never dodging, never resisting. So she frequently won the hearts of the public, and due to the wide adoration, the church, on the other hand, saw her as a threat. So due to the rift between the Catholic Church and curanderismo, her saintlyhood is not recognized by the church, but is still worshipped by many curanderos today. And I hate that I glossed over her story. There's so much more to be said, but I don't want to keep you from this week's playlist of badass ladies.
east, south, west, ever which way, as long as I'm moving,
long as I'm moving,
well, long as I'm moving,
long as I'm moving,
long as I'm moving, baby, I don't care. I cried a tear because of you.
Okay.
Now, I realize that not everyone may be familiar with curanderismo, so let me attempt to explain and break down this beautiful practice. Curanderismo is predominantly found in Latinx communities, and it's a healing art that infuses physical, spiritual, and supernatural facets. And there's different types of curanderismo, such as hierbero, sobador, partera, huesero, espiritualistas, also translating to herbalists, massagers, midwife, bone setters, and spiritualists. And before you go on to say that we have modern medicine and that curanderismo is all entirely faith-based, traditional diagnoses have long been recognized within the curanderismo community, where PTSD and repressed anger is recognized as susto and bilis. But what I've always found interesting is how Catholicism and folk spiritualism overlap and mirror one another, despite having this huge rift. The use of saints, chants, prayers, and singing is used in both spiritual practices. So, because of my usual wandering mind, I wanted to know how these two practices came to overlap. And I found the first possible documented account of these two practices crossing paths, the account being the journey and ordeal of Cabeza de Vaca. And Cabeza de Vaca was of Spanish nobility, and he left on a Spanish expedition intended to occupy the mainland of North America in March of 1528. But the expedition was a disaster. After a hurricane threw them off course, they ultimately landed in Florida, where the survivors from the shipwreck had to survive in the swamps, consuming the meat of the horses that also survived from the shipwreck. Soon enough, the Apalache Indians took in the survivors, but required them to contribute in order to get their fair share of meals. And this is where Cabeza de Vaca became a healer, and where he merged Catholicism and traditional folk healing. He recorded in his journal, "Their method of cure is to blow on the sick, the breath and the laying of hands supposedly casting out the infirmity. They insisted we should do this too and be of some use to them. We scoffed at their cures and at the idea we knew how to heal, but they withheld food from us until we complied." Also going on to say, "Our method, however, was to bless the sick, breathe upon them, recite a Pater Noster and Ave Maria, and pray earnestly to God our Lord for their recovery. When we concluded with the sign of the cross, he willed that our patients should directly spread the news that they had been restored to health." And because of my fascination and personal experiences with curanderismo, I can go on for hours and hours on this topic, but I don't want to keep you from the rest of the playlist.
Come on to my house, my house, come on. Come on to my house, my house, come on. Come on to my house, my house. Anata ni angemashu, yakiniku, budou ni natsume ni keiki. Come on to my house, my house, come on. Come on to my house, my house, come on. Uchi oide yo, watashi na ouchi. Anata ni angemashu, candy. Come on to my house, my house. Nandemo kandemo angemashou. Uchi oide yo, watashi na ouchi. Anata ni angemashu, kengawa ni tebukuru handbag wa. Come on to my house, my house, come on. Kiraku ni nonbiri shinasai yo. Nandemo kandemo agemashou. Dance and a phonograph to one. Come on to my house, my house, come on. Come on to my house, my house, come on. Come on to my house, my high house. I'm gonna give you all my wage in a bird and a cage. Come on to my house, my house, come on. Come on to my house, my house, come on. Come on to my house, my high house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, my high house. I'm gonna give you everything. You come home and you got a wife. It'll be a happy old Yule. tayo. Amari osoi no de ekolayano ya. Nonde shimatta yo. Okosabe okosabe honto da ne. Alesa, donna kocha, shinonde kuru ni yo. Nande chochin kora ya no ya, tsukete kita ni yo. Ozade o ozade honto da ne. Niwatori yoake no karasu yo. Nakeba wakare no koraya no ya. Asa ni naru yo. Okosade okosade honto da ne.
So that's it for me this week, guys. You have no idea how grateful I am to even have just one listener, but to have such a great diverse group, I am floored. And even though I'm absolutely exhausted running this show entirely alone, having you guys makes it absolutely worth it in my books. So feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter under the name Napalm Nanny in the Shack. And with all that being said, till next week, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.